When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, I read your book 10 times, like you said. 5 years passed, but I'm back to my old self. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, so the important thing to understand is that if whatever you observe, you participate in. And so you got to remember that when you're going through my book and you read it 10 times or 15 times, the idea is you should be applying it as well. I've seen guys read it 10 to 15 times and they don't even date for a year or two or even try to attempt to use it for a year or two. Mm-hmm. And then they start dating and things progress well. And then after a few weeks, it just turns into a train wreck because you have to be reading it and then applying it. Because the idea is you want to be able to recognize and see the patterns that are discussed in the book.
Right.
Because then it becomes part of you. And the best success stories from guys that, you know, write in that read it the 10 to 15 times, they're all go through it at least once a year, just as a refresher, sometimes twice a year, mm-hmm. just to look through it to make sure they're doing everything they need to be doing in their relationship. Because every time you turn on the TV or you go watch a movie, you're being presented with a dysfunctional archetype of how men and women are supposed to act. Mm-hmm. And it's basically teaching men to act like girls and teaching women to act like men. Mm-hmm. And when you behave in the ways that you see on TV or in the movie theater, it's cute in movies, but it's going to turn the girl off and have the opposite desired effect. Mm-hmm. And so it's been 5 years since this guy read it, and he didn't really do anything to really commit it to memory. You got to practice what's in there, and without the practice, as Confucius said, with success depends upon prior preparation. And without said preparation, there is sure to be failure. Mm-hmm. So he was preparing by reading the book, but he hasn't been back in 5 years in it. And so now he's back probably because something's gone sideways. And so you need to read it. You got to get to know it so well you could teach a class on it.
Right.
It's not like reading it and, okay, I checked that box. I read it 10 mm-hmm. times. That's it. It's you got to read it and be going out on dates, trying to seduce girls, trying to approach girls, taking girls through the process of seduction and dating and then ultimately getting into a relationship. It's like you have to go through the process.
Yeah. See what works for you and what doesn't.
Yeah. Well, because plus a lot of the stuff that's in there is the opposite of what they feel they should be doing.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to do something, especially when you got a girl you really like and you're afraid of losing her, mm-hmm. when your instinct or what your gut tells you to do is how you've been kind of programmed to do, which is, what women say, oh, tell her how much you like her and tell her how you feel and communicate your feelings. Mm-hmm. And then the guys go and do that and they continue doing that. And yet she doesn't want to go out with them.
Yeah.
And so you got to clean up the unattractive behavior and display your most attractive side that women are naturally attracted to. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't been through the book in 5 years, it's like, yeah, you might as well start over and read it 10 to 15 times because you're not a serious student.
Right.
It's like you got to read it and you got to apply it. Mm-hmm. It's like you don't see Tom Brady going, oh, yeah, I'm going to read the playbook and then never go out in the field and practice.
Yeah.
It's you got to do both.
Or
repetition's the mother of skill.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought of booking a session? Maybe that's your next step. Maybe reading is not enough for you and you genuinely need to talk to Corey, like ear to ear, and have it go through one ear and stay programmed. Because I think it's easy to forget after reading pages and pages and pages where you just actually need like a phone session, a setting.
Well, what he really needs the most is to get out there and experience it, is mm-hmm. to experience what's in the book on dates or interacting with other women. That's the most important thing. Because mm-hmm. Typically when I'm doing phone sessions is the guys have read it, they've gotten involved and interacted with women. Mm-hmm. Some things went well, some things didn't make any sense, other things they were confused about. And that's often why they'll book a phone session is they're like, my emotions are all over the place. I really like this girl. My friends are telling me she's a bitch and to get rid of her. Mm-hmm. The female friends I know and all the other women I know are just telling me to tell her my feelings and tell her how much I like her, like as if that's going to solve anything. Because you guys don't really, it has no effect on your feelings towards a guy, how much he likes you. The only thing you really care about is how you feel about him. Mm-hmm. And he can be head over heels in love with you, wanting to marry you, but if you're not feeling it, it's like, sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
On to the next. You're not doing it for me.
Not this lifeline.
So the key is practice. Repetition is the mother of skill. Read the book, practice the book. Read the book, practice the book.